Okay? Good. Welcome to Masechta Sota. So we start today the Masechta, which obviously is about the Parsha of Sota, which is in Parsha's Naso coming up in a few weeks, which is right next to the Parsha of Nazir, as we're going to see on today's daf. But just like in the Torah, you have Nazir and Sota next to each other, so too in Shas, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put them next to each other. Obviously, the main discussion in Masechta Sota is about the process of Anisha Sota, the two main steps, which our Mishnah will already talk about, Kinui and Stira. Kinui is the warning that the husband gives the wife not to be misyache, not to be in seclusion with a certain man. And Stira is the yichud that takes place. If there are certain edim, we'll get to how many edim today, if there are certain edim on the warning, on the kinui, and on the stira, so then the woman becomes a sota, and she has to drink the water, which ultimately will affect her, depending on whether she's innocent or guilty. It's amazing that this is the only time in halacha where we rely on a miracle. We rely on a miracle to occur in order to figure out what the truth is. So where else do you find that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, and we're not Nevi'im, we're not like Elio HaNavi on Har Carmel, oh, please send the fire down. No, we don't do that, but even so, here we dafka use a process where we rely on a miracle to figure out what the truth is. And we know it's not only the Gemara is going to tell us that not only does it happen to the woman, it happens to the man. If the man wasn't the man that the woman was not loyal with, so he also, his stomach also blows up. So it's interesting that that's what the Torah tells us to do. Yeah. Urim v'tumim, but that's dafka. You're asking Hashem, a question. So that's already the Kohen Gadol and he doesn't even tell you beferish. You have to figure out the letters, and you might get mixed up with the letters here. Dafka a mice and ace takes place. But that is the. Sorry.
That's a
tzibur. This is a yachid. Okay, this is a yachid. But that is the process of Anisha Sota. And along the way, many other topics come up. The end of the Masechta talks about certain inyanim related to declarations that we have to say b'lashon hakodesh, because by Sota there's an issue of l'shon hakodesh. We talk about egla rufa at the end of the Masechta. Earlier in the Masechta, in the first paragraph, what we have to look forward to soon is a lot of agadata, a lot of come out all the Rashi's in Parsha Shmos, Va'era, Bo. All those come from the first paragraph of Masechta Sota. So that's going to come up. As you'll see, we're going to have some brachas type dafim in the coming days, as you'll see. Actually, in the second week, right? You daf Yud Beis, daf Yud Gimel. They look more like Masechta Megillah and brachas than they do any other Masechta. But Bez Hashem, we'll get there. Okay, so now let's get into the Masechta. So Mekane LeIshta. So if somebody is Mekane to his wife, meaning he gives his wife warning. Do not be misyachid, don't have seclusion with a certain woman. How many witnesses are required to see that? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mekane lo api shnayim, umashka api ed echad, o api atzmo. A man has to give the warning in front of two, just like Kala Torah Kula. We always require two edim. A man gives kinui in front of two, but the hashka'a, which means the giving her the water, only happens, can even happen al pi ed echad, meaning if one person witnesses the stira, even if only one, the beginning of the process is two, if one person witnesses the hashka afterwards, that is good enough. Oh, al pi atzmo, even if he himself gave his wife the warning in front of two, and then he sees his wife being misyached, again, they don't know what happened. If they know actually what happened in the yichud, then there's no drinking of the water. The Isha Sod is only b'makom safek. You don't know what happened. You don't know actually what happened behind closed doors. So then she drinks the waters of the Sota. Again, as we'll talk about, why exactly here do we believe Eid Echad? No, usually Eid Echad is nothing. Okay, and Dine Mamanis, Eid Echad can make you swear. Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. It can't be Motzi Maman, it can be Kam L'Shvua. So, but usually an Eid Echad is not believed by Dine Nefashis for sure. And here is Kalita Dine Nefashis. But as long as you had two on the Kinui, according to Rabbi Eliezer, one is good enough for the second part of the process. This is a topic that's going to come up many times, and that is, what is the relationship between the kinui and the stira? Is there one part of it that's primary, one part of it that's secondary? Do they work together? So as we'll see, there are going to be different opinions about how many edim you need for each. So Rabbi Eliezer holds kinui has to be with two, and the hashka, which means causing her to drink, which is the stira, could even be with one. Why does the Mishnah have to say both, even by one aid or by himself? He just say by himself. Wouldn't that be Kol Shekein? If he could say it, or the other way, if somebody else, then surely him. So the Tosfos HaRash says, no, each one tells you a Chiddush. Tosfos HaRash says, by the way, welcome back Rashi. Forgot to mention that. It's been a while. Forgot to looking into the inside of the margin. It's like you have to get used to it again. Been a couple of Masechtas. But how many Dafim Nadarim and Nazir had? But that's back to the regular Tzuras Hadaf of Shas. So the Tosfos HaRash here says, why do you need both Al Pi Atzmo and Al Pi Eid Echad? Why do you need both of those statements? He says, both are meant to teach you something. Trabayot Srichi. If it only said Al Pi Atzmo, I would have thought he's believed based on the principle of Shavi Anafshi Chadichad Yisura. You know, I could, you know, be machmer on myself because I saw something and I have to be worried. But if it was 1 8, it wouldn't apply. And if you say, if 8 echad was said, so I would have thought only 8 echad, because 1 8 is good enough to be combined with a different aid. But he himself, he's not right to give testimony, so that's why you wouldn't have known him. That's why you have to say both, says the Tosfos HaRash. Okay. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, so Rabbi Eliezer says, Kinui has to be with two, and the second stage, the Sira, has to be with one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Both have to be with two. Mekani la pishnayim, umashka pishnayim. They both have to be with two. There's a very important tshuva of the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Ozer, where he discusses, right in the first, not in this first one, the first one is about Chatik Tumah. Later on, I have all these little papers in here, I have to find the right one. Here it is. In Simen Ches, says the Achiezer, there is a difference, even though we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that there need to be two Eidim, both for the Kinui and for the Stira. There's a big difference between those two Eidim and the requirement for those two Eidim. He says, Shiny Stira, the Hasafek Hushema Zinsa, Havidarisha Be'erva, Ein Davisha Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. The two Eidim, the second set of two Eidim, on the Yichud, that's already Eidim on a Davisha Be'erva. You don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, but that's already a chshash that something happened there. So those two eidim are part of the general principle of ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. V'din tuma isla v'lo gar mituma d'bishto zinsa asura lo hechash ara habal avakav she'ein eidim b'davar. So that's why the second set of eidim, that's regular eidim for a davar shebe'erva, for something that affects gittin, kiddushin, that's something that affects the relationship between a husband and a wife. Ma she'ein kein kinui de'ein de davar shebe'erva ela gram l'davar shebe'erva. So the Achiezer, witnesses on the kinui, Reuben gives his wife a warning, don't be misyachim with that woman. Does that have anything to do halakhically with the relationship? Maybe ultimately, but not right now. So I give you a warning. So what difference does it make? So that's gram davar shebe'erva. So the requirement for two there isn't as clear. And he compares it to a Shitas HaRambam, which I think we probably touched on in Maseches Ksubis, where the Rambam says, if a man appoints Edim to go divorce his wife, that appointment requires two Eidim. The man appoints a shliach to go divorce his wife. What do you mean that appointment? He's not divorcing his wife. Nothing happened yet. The answer is no. That's all gram to a davar shebe'erva. And sometimes that's a larger category. It's not mamish davar shebe'erva. That's the eidei stira. The eidei kinui, though, are somewhat removed, but they are connected. It's what he calls a gram davar shebe'erva. And for that, you need a pasuk. That's a gzeiras hakasuf. Why should Yadavka need Eidim for the gram gzeir davar shebe'erva? For the davar, when you go buy the ring at the for the kiddushin, you don't need a davar shebe'erva. So only when you give the ring. So here says the Achiezer, that's gzeiras hakasuf deboy beiz Eidim kimo. You know, other examples of a gram davar shebe'erva. So even though Rabbi Yeshua seems to just parallel, you need two for the kinui, two for the stira, says the Achiezer, it's they're somewhat different in motivation. Yeah. So we're going to get to that on Amid Beis. Eidus Lakim Adavar and Labir Adavar, hopefully we'll get to on Amid Beis.
Isn't Hasra more common? Why would they use the...
Isn't Hasra more common? What do you mean?
Usually,
why is the word kinu used? Right. Why is the word kinu? So Rashi says, the top Rashi. Rashi says kinu is just based on the Lashon HaPasuk. You're right, it means Hasra, but Lishna Dekra Nakan. It just quotes the language of the Pasuk, the kine es ishto. Why does the Torah use that Lashon? Why does the Torah, you know, uses the various Lashonas? What? So the Gemara is going to talk about it on Amud Beis, on the bottom. We'll see. Okay, we'll get to that B'Hashem tomorrow. Okay, so case of Makani Law. So how does he give her Asra? Omer Law B'Fnei Shayim, he says to her in front of two people. Meaning, right, like both opinions agree to that, that the kid has to be in front of two. Al tadabri mishponi, if he says to her, don't talk to so-and-so, v'dibrimo, and she talks to him, so dining with teres lemesa, that's not a problem. They just talked. Here, dibra really means talk to her, and she's mutter to go to her husband, umotelar tzlechol b'truma, no problem. If he gave her warning, and nothing occurred, then fine. But let's say, I have to add in a few words here, let's say he gave her warning not to be misyached, not to seclude with a certain man, and she went and secluded with that man, in private, and they were inside for an amount of time that a maisa bia could have occurred, nobody knows for sure, but a maisa bia could have occurred, at least the beginning of a maisa bia, Rashi quotes kedei ha'ara, meaning the beginning of a maisa bia could have occurred, so then asura labesas then already, not because we know for sure, but this now the halachas of sota kick in, it's a safek, and because, until she drinks the water, asura labesa, so she is asur to her husband, the asura la'achol b'truma, and she is asur to eat truma if she is a kohen, if she's a bas kohen, she can't eat truma anymore. V'emeis, and let's say the husband dies before she gets a chance to drink those mei sota, and they don't have any children, so and the husband has a brother, based on a special pasuk, which we'll see, choletzet lo mis yabemis, yibam does not occur. Even does not occur in that case when she is besafek usher to her husband. Okay, a couple of points. We're okay over here. The looks good. Just to make sure, the language of the Mishnah is Omer la bifnei shnayim. Omer la bifnei shnayim. He says to her in front of two. There is an important shuva of the no de Yehuda, which again we'll talk about a number of times. He's been dying from the language of the Mishnah here. Omer la. He says to her in front of two. The Noda Yehuda has a shita. The husband cannot do kinui b'shlichus. The husband cannot appoint a shliach to do kinui. Noda Yehuda says this in the second chelek, the Tinyana, in Simin Kuf Nun Tes. Kuf Nun Tes, he's b'dai from a language of the Rambam. He says, he's b'dai from a Rambam that the Bezdin, let's say the Rambam Paskins, that if a man becomes mute, can't talk anymore. And all of a sudden, all these rumors about something going on with his wife. Bezdin calls the woman to come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin says, Bezdin gives her kinui. So the Nodabita says, why can't Bezdin just send her a kinui? You have to call her into court and give her the kinui. So he says, it must be because kinui cannot be b'shlichus. He says, Gamala balani misupak im yachol shvuyei shlich lekani ishto. I'm not sure. V'yafta b'chol haTorah kula shlucho shalom kamosa. Even though generally say you principle that you could appoint a shlich for anything, to get married, to get divorced, to buy something, you could appoint a shlich for anything. But here, you know why? You're not allowed to appoint a shlich if it negatively affects somebody else. It's chav la'achrini. If it's chav la'achrini, the Gemara says, atofis l'balachov b'acham shechav la'achrini, different context, then you're not allowed to appoint the shliach. So here, it's pretty bad for the woman, right? If you're a mekana al the shliach, it's chav la'achrini. It's a chav for the woman. So therefore, it says the Noda B'Yehuda, it does not work. And therefore, he even says a chiddush. He says, umizeh atam. He says, that's why I wrote earlier in my sefer Noda B'Yehuda. It doesn't say this before Shinshas. He says, if a man divorces his wife bal karcha, he can't do it through a shliach. All Maseches Gittin is about divorcing through a shliach. But he says, the Gemara never says, Beferish, if you divorce Bal Karcha, which you could do Mida Raisa, before Abeinu Gershom, says the Noda Yehuda, you can't do it through a Shliach. Why? Because that's a Chov. That's a Chov. It goes against her. He says, and even though everybody brought against me bundles and bundles of Rayas from the Gemara against me, he says, V'kfar huvu alai chavilos chuvos mechach mi adar sharatu listar klal zeh v'kamasugyos. I defended myself, and I was able to hold ground and firm on my chiddush. So that is the Noda Yehuda's chiddush based on the language of our Mishnah. He says, Omer la, he has to say to her, he can't appoint the shliach to do it. Other achronim are not so sure. The Klei Chemda says that, what do you mean? You can appoint the shliach, doesn't say anywhere not. It's a chov, it's not a chov. Look at it in the big picture. Says the Klei Chemda, She'ein zachov la masha rocha shetisnahig biderach hayashar. He's trying to write the marriage. He's trying to get the relationship between them on a better track. That's a great schus. That's not a chov. It's not a chov. It's a chov if she's guilty. But really, he's trying to better the marriage. So therefore, the Klei Chemda says not. But again, that's a shuvah of the Noda B'Yehuda, which we'll have to remember, that kinui cannot be done through a shliach. Another interesting point on the Mishnah, made by the Minchas Chinuch. And that is, Mishnah says, what's kinoy? You tell, man tells his wife, don't be misyachin in front of a certain man. What if the Minchas Chinuch says, what if the man doesn't know anything specific about this woman and any specific man? But he has his chshashos. Is he allowed to say, it's also for you to have yichud with anybody? With any man in the world. Does that work? Is that kinoy? It's also to have yichud with anybody in the world. So some Rishonim later on, I saw quoted the Meiri later on Daf Yud Ches says, no, it has to be with a specific man. You can't do yichud to the whole world. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks as a davar pashut, it works. Why should there be a difference between one man and 10 men and a million men? What difference does it make? It's kinui, it's kinui. Another Behuda says in the mitzvah of Sota, Shin Samachay, that's the one we'll come back to, says the Minchas Chinuch, Bevadai, Mada Mavur Betorah Dali De Kini Vesir Neres Eres Veshose, Eina Mavur Dafka Da Kini Yiel Ish Prati. Bevadai Mi Chashuda Be'enav, Umakainav Api Eidim Al Tisteri Im Ish Mikol Ba'e Olam, Even Ramosha Feinstein, you know, it's I included every man in the world. Ubal Master Hisra Bash Lotus Yakanim Shumisha Royal Bia below P rate. No problem. Why should it make a difference? Ubemis Asur Kolishbi Yichabhu Machbid Bavandi Asur Vishosa. And even though the Mishnah at the beginning of the Sota that we just read says Im Ish Ploni, Vade Lav Dafka, Du Urcha de Milsa Lubakani Ishto al Ishu Choshid Beinov, Shemadabra Imav, Asoche Gimav, Achadome, Veindrach Lakanos Lachobay Olam, Kirob Olam Becheskas Kashrus. Most people don't do that. Avala Mekani Lachobay Olam, Bavade Yukinui, Viacha Chastira Im Kol Achon Ibay Olam, Osarta, Visho Samayim, Vize Etzli Dover Pashid. He says it about 4 times in the paragraph. Obviously, maybe thinks they, why does he repeat it so much? Maybe he realizes that there are those that could argue, but he thinks it's a davar pashut, that kinui with the whole world also works. Yeah. Well, that's the first lashon, al tadabri, but then it says, then it leaves out the line of al tistari. It leaves out the line. You have to put that in, we'll see in the Gemara. The first case of don't talk, and she talks in public, no problem. But stira is the problem. Okay, there is one other just machlokas I posted, and I'll mention it because it comes up in Lamdus. Machlokas Chassam Sofer and others. Let's say the woman had yichud, and she knows herself that she didn't do anything. She knows nothing happened. Is she allowed to eat truma in private? She's not going to do it in public, but let's say in private. Is she allowed to eat truma? And Isha Soda can't eat truma. We don't let her eat truma. What if she knows that nothing happened? Is she allowed to eat truma or not? That's a machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim, whether she can eat truma. It goes to the core of what is the status of an Isha Sota. Far we don't know what happened. Besafik. But does the Torah create a Vadai status of Sota? Or no, it's a case of Safik unless she drinks the water. So if it's a Safik, she can still eat Truma privately. Maybe not. Maybe you're right, it was generated out of a Safik. But the Torah came along with this new Parsha called Isha Sota. Once a woman has that status, she can't eat Truma. Until she gets rid of that status. You're right, that status came out of a suffix. But once she has that status, she can no longer eat truma. So therefore, that's the machloka that poskim, something that we'll have to come back to. Yeah.
It's a
vade status of suffix tumma. So what do you focus on? The vade status or the suffix tumma? Yeah.
What kind of chazaka does she lose her cheskes kashrus?
Does she lose her cheskes kashrus? Good question. Right. So it's at least tainted the chazaka. Okay. I'm sorry?
She's
the truma is tied to her. I'm saying, let's say she gets divorced. Let's say her husband dies and she's a bas kohen. She still can't eat truma. She still can't eat truma. Okay, says the Gemara, Michti. Tana minazir salach. We just finished Meseches Nazir yesterday. Right? So my tana to katoy sota. What does sota have to do with Nazir? Yesterday was Nazir, today was sota. You know, ma kesher. Kid the Rebbe, as Rebbe says, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Lamanisvacha Parshas Nazir, La Parshas Sota. Why was Parshas Nazir put next to Parshas Sota? Rebbe says this, so we're not explaining what Rebbe did. Right, why did he put the Masechtas near each other? He's explaining why in Parshas Naso they're near each other. And then that'll maybe tell us why Rebbe put it together. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe the Nasi himself, said, why the Parshas Nazir next to Parshas Sota? Lomer lecha to tell me, Shekala Roa Sota, Bekil Kulo Yazir Asma Menayayin. To teach me that anyone who sees a sota, bikil kula, sees the process of sota, will realize how terrible it is to indulge in such behavior. And therefore, he'll say, what causes such behavior? Frivolity, right? Being a little lightheaded, they'll stop drinking wine. And therefore, if you see a sota, then a person will become a nazir. So let's just finish for a minute. So therefore, 1 minute. Velisti sota v'hadu listi nazir. So what nazir sota should be first? If nazir is a cause from sota, so sota should be first and then nazir. So Gemara says no. I did the tana ksubis v'tana hamadir. Way back in Maseches Ksubis, we had perak hamadir. Right, hamadir is ishto, all about nedarim that a husband, that a wife, a man and a woman take. So it wants a ton of nedarim. So once you have ksubis, you say nedarim because ksubis spoke a little bit about nedarim also. V'yadi is a ton of nedarim, but once you talk about nedarim, ton of nazir, the dami of nedarim. Nazir is a type of neder. So that's why you go from ksubis to nedar, but then nedarim to nazir, and then viktani sota kidarebi. And then you put in sota after nazir, even though you're right, just sota and nazir, sota should go first, but because you had nadarim first after ksubas, you have nazir after nadarim, and then you have sota connected to nazir. Okay. The Maharal on that parsha in sota, in the Gur Aryeh, says there's a little deeper meaning here about why is nazir and sota next to each other. Because, what, does the Torah ask why is Bereishis next to Noach? Does the Gemara ever ask that? Why is every halacha next to this halacha? Sometimes we do. Why is Misa Sadikim next to... But many times we don't ask the question. There's always a specific reason. Says the Maharal, Rebbe's real kasha is, Nazir and Sota aren't just different, but they're opposites. They're opposites. Shari Nazir hu aparush v'hakadosh. Nazir is somebody, at least according to certain Tanon. He's a parush, he's a kadosh, he's a holy individual. And v'hasota hi ahefich mikach is the opposite. That's the kashas of the Maharal. Why are these two opposites put next to each other? V'tirates. So the Maharal answers, no, really sota is also about kedusha and precious. Ki aidei is bonus b'maisa sota, because thinking about the parsha of sota is going to lead to precious and kedusha. You're right, the people involved. But the thinking about it, about the parsha of sota, will lead to kedusha and precious. That's really what's meant by the, it's not just lama nisbacha. It's lama nisbacha because they seem to be opposites. Also, one more point, there is a pre-tzadik, Ripsadim Yilablin, who says, what do you learn? What's the answer? So why is sota and nazir next to each other? Because you see what happens to a sota, you'll be yadar as woman a yayin. Says the pre-tzadik, shakoma, if you walk in today for this pre-tzadik, Dayenu, that's it. Said the pre-tzadik, Shekol ma shebarak arish baruch hu ba'olamo, hu kidei sheyikach ha'adam imenu musr la'avodas Hashem. Everything Hashem had created in the world is to teach us something, and to be madrich us. V'chol davar mizdamein l'neged einei ha'adam b'mechuvan, u b'hashkacha pratis, kidei sheyilman imenu limud. Everything that we happen to witness in life. Why did Hashem put me here so that that happens to me? Everything happened to us in life. On the way to shul here, I got a flat tire. Never happened in 6 years. My car's parked down the block. So I had to walk with it. Why did that happen? I don't know. I have to figure out a message. Right. Even though you're exhausted and you came back late from the dinner, you can still walk to shul. Right. So whatever. So everything. So it says the pre-tzadik. He says everything that occurs in our life is meant to, why did I meet this guy on the train? And why did this happen? Why did that happen? Everything is to teach us something. We just have to open up our eyes. So therefore, if a man happens to witness what happens to Anisha Sota, it's a Yikach Musar from that. She's been Hashem Yisrael Liros. Why did I see this? Oi! So, got to learn a message. Ein Zot Zal Kadesh Yomar Es Asmol HaHazer Es Asmol Es Rachik Ben Ayayin. That's right. Haro Asulta BeKukula. The message is, because whenever we see different things that happen in our life, we have to make sure that we Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, as the Medrash says in B'Shalach. Okay. Let's continue. Where are we up to? Says the Gemara, two dots. Hamakani. The evident lechachilolo. So hamakani lishto. One who is kinui to his wife. So the Gemara just has a one liner, which we'll come back to later when it's going to come up on tomorrow's daf. Hamakani. The evident lechachilolo. It doesn't just say, the Mishnah could have off. Look at the back of the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have left out the first two words. Could have just said, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Makani Apishnaim. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. But instead it says these two words. Hamakani leishto. So it sounds like if one did it. B'di'evet, if you gave warning to your wife. But l'chadchila, you shouldn't. K'savar tana didan, so it sounds like our tana holds. Aser l'kanos, that giving kinui to one's wife is not a good idea. It just leads, find other ways out to help out your relationship. But the kinui and stira method is not the ideal. That's going to be a machlokas, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. You can just see the Rashi that talks about it here. Asa lakanos, about the eighth to last skinny line, Rashi says, Asa lakanos, shemevi atzmo lide tagar, is going to cause machlokas, ve'es ishto lide nivol, ve'afilu hitahora. Right? Even if a woman is innocent, she's going to have to go through this embarrassing process. So that's why it's better to find other ways to solve your shalom bias problems. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Kevapazar Reish Lakish Besota Amar Hachi. When Reish Lakish started to darshan in the Parsha of Sota in the Torah, he used to say the following. Emezavgan ola adam isha elolafi maisav. A man gets a zivug, gets a wife, according to his actions. According to his actions. What does his actions mean? Look at Rashi again. Mezavgan isha elolafi maisav. Snua litzadik uprutza larasha. Tzadik is zochet to have a tznua wife. And a rasha is not. Interesting that snius is parallel to tzidkus. It doesn't say tzadikas letzadik. Snua letzadik. So those two go together. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kilo yanuach shevet aresha al gorol tzadikim. The shevet aresha, the rod of wickedness, doesn't rest with the tzadikim. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Yochanan, famous line, v'kashan lezavgan kikriyas yamsuf. And shiduchim, or putting the zivuk together is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf shenamar Elohim moshiv yechidim beisa. Hashem puts yechidim in a house, meaning makes shiduchim. Moti asirim b'kosh aros, just like he took out the asirim, those who were tied up. That's a remez to kriyas yamsuf b'kosh aros at the proper time. So there is much written. We could have a whole shiur related to the kashal azavgan kriyas yamsuf. Just to mention one or two items. Rashi here says three words, which many achronim write pages about. First wide line, Kakriyas Yamsuf, Shenishtanu Sidre Bereshis. What does that mean? A husband and wife coming together is not natural. It's not natural. Just like Kriyas Yamsuf went against Teva, water was cut and went up and it stood on its side, so too for two different people from two different worlds with two different backgrounds coming together to share a life together, that's not so natural. That's not so natural. It's two different people. Right, two different personalities, two different worlds coming together. Rashi says Shenishtanu Sidrei Bereishis. It's against the Maharal. Expands on this even more, but this is what many Achronim say. That's the connection between changing. But Kriyas Yamsuf Kriyas Yamsuf Hu Neis Shaloka Seder HaOlam. It's the Maharal and the Chiddushi Agados. Ukamochein Chibur Ish VeIsha Hu Shaloka Seder HaOlam. Ki Betivam Hei Mechulakim VeYefshar Shi Yizdav Go VeYizachlu Yachan. How can they come together? It's Davka Bederech Neis. The Maharal also says, if you think about it, it's parallel in that water, the Kriyas Yamsuf was an act of taking something unified and splitting it. And Kriyas Yamsuf, Zivug is just the opposite, taking two things that are separate, coming together. That's how they're parallel and counter to each other. Kashal Zavgan, Kriyas Yamsuf. There is a Marsha, we mentioned back in Ksubas Dav Zayin, where the Marsha says, maybe this is why it would be really impossible. But maybe this is why the Gemara says that originally Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava were created as one human being. And then they were split, either they were double-faced, or, but either way, the pasuk says the rib, they were originally created as one unit, then they were separated, and then ultimately they came back together when they got married. And that's really, by every person, really were created as a unit in some previous world, and then Hashem separates us, and then we come back together. Why? So the Marsha explains. Because marriage is about two different people with different backgrounds and different strengths and different talents coming together. But it can't be two people who were never connected originally, because then we would never got together. We're so different. Right? There's always one person in the relationship that likes this, and one likes that, and one's better at this, and one's better at that. But we had to have that original unity to be able to be ma'afsher, to be able to make possible the later unity that will come. So yeah, it's difficult, but because we have that original achdus, that's why it's possible, right? And that's what the a number of achronim, Rav Aviner writes in one of his svarim. That's the same shot of the Gemara Maseches Nida that we're taught Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, and then the Malach flicks us and we forget it all. So yes, Rav Aviner, you know, so why did he teach it to us? Why did he teach us in the first place? If we're going to forget it anyway, we have to forget it because we didn't work for it. So why did he teach it to us? So the answer is because we have to have that original connection to it. So that every time we learn something in life, it's really chazara. We have that innate connection to Torah, which was from rich, just like the husband and the wife had that innate connection to each other. So that it's much easier to come back to each other, come back to the Torah that we learned throughout our lives. Okay, so kashal zavgan kriyas yamsuf. Obviously, it doesn't mean that it's hard for Hashem. It just means, as we've explained, the inherent process has some similarities. So now the Gemara says, Eini, is this really true? So which statement are we asking on? Are we asking on the statement of every man gets a wife according to his own actions? So Rashi says it's a kasha on that. The Marsha says, no, it's a kasha on the second statement. But let's see. Eini, is it really true? V'yom Rav Yudam Arav, another famous statement, Arbam Yom Kodim Yisir Savlad, 40 days before a baby is created, a fetus is created, Bas Kol Yotzeis V'omeres, Bas Ploni L'Ploni, Bas Ploni, the Shidduch goes out, Bashert, Base Ploni L'Ploni, so-and-so is going to buy such and such a house. Sada Ploni L'Ploni is going to have such and such a yard. So you see that. So you see what? So what's the kasha? So according to Rashi, the kasha is, so how can you say a person gets a wife according to his actions? You see, it's before his life, and Hashem doesn't determine a person's actions. Or the Marsha says, how can you say it so hard? Kasha lozafkan, we already know, right from beforehand. So either way, that's the kasha. The answer is, lo kasha, habezivik rishon, habezivik sheni. First marriage, second marriage. First marriage is predestined, says the Gemara. First marriage is predestined. Second marriage is not predestined, and that's Lufi Maisa. So, at all the Sheva Brachas Torahs, you know, this last line of the Gemara is forgotten about. Because, Kasha, because you talk about Kasha Zavah and Kriyas Yamsa, but all these wonderful, beautiful marriages, the first marriages. Really, in the Gemara, it's only about Zivik Sheni, about Abraham Yom Kodim Zir Savlad, this is Bashert, and this is, but either way, other Gemaras don't quote this limitation, but either way, it's, the message is one that's true. Okay. Interesting, Tosfos has one line here. Tosfos in Kodim Yitzira Savlad. What do you mean, before which Vlad? Before the husband or before the wife is born? They're not born on the same day. You know, let's say sometimes the husband's born earlier, sometimes the wife's born earlier. So 40 days before which one? Right, if the husband's 2 years older. So he's going to marry so-and-so who's going to be born in 2 years from now. Right, that's what happens? But what if those people don't get married? Right, who knows? So says Tosfos, Nira L'Rebbe Kodim Yitzira Zachar. Oh, before the male. For the male one, Beinim lo nolda hanakeva adayin beinim nolda. Whether the nakeva is born yet or not. So the Sharm Sarim Balacha here says, interesting. So it doesn't matter if the wife is older, the husband's older. It doesn't matter. Right? Just see from Tosis. Right? Tosis just makes that comment. Beinim lo nolda hanakeva adayin beinim lo nolda. Right? Find the right spouse. Doesn't matter about the age, says Tosis. Good. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Get back to Sota. And that is the Rambam. We discussed this at length. If you listen back to the Shirim in Moed Katan Yud Ches, we spoke about Bashert. There, we spoke about Bashert and Bechira Chavshis. The Rambam has a lot to say about this Gemara, about Mem Yom Kodim Yisira Savlad. The Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, in Perek Ches, the eighth Perek of Shmona Prakim. Hence the name, Shmona Prakim. This is his Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. He has eight chapters. And in the eighth chapter there, he talks about Bechira Chavshis. He says, a person, it's impossible to suggest that a person is born with accomplishments. Velo bal chisaron, or with faults. A person is not born with faults or accomplishments. That's what happens later in life. Aval efshar, a person is born. He's born with certain innate talents in order that, you know, he could use for Lara Olatov. Every person is different. Every person has different natures and different makes of different personalities. That's for sure. But, right, we look at a baby. Certain babies are, you know, intense, and certain babies are much more laid back. So you already see that when they're little babies. So personalities are there. Accomplishments and faults, says Rambam, that does not occur. And then he continues and says, Shapulo sa'adam kulan misuros lo en machriyacho so bahen. There is nothing forcing a person, as we talk about also in other places, nothing forcing a person. There was nobody forcing us to get up for the shiur this morning. We were all exhausted, but nobody forced us. You know why we got up? Because we wanted to learn. That's why we got up. Nobody's forcing us to learn. V'lo maybe oso zulas asbaklal. Anybody who didn't come, nobody was forcing them not to come. Right? Nobody forced them, pushing them to this side or to that side. Avo yishchai vo yim na nimna ein zeklal. Because he says, if a person was forced, what would be the purpose of life? What would be the goal of life if we wouldn't have bechira chavshis? What, God created the world for what? What's the point of Schar Va'onesh? If we were robots. If we're robots, God already pre-programmed us. Doesn't make sense. Life wouldn't make sense. So he says, Gmul Va'onesh, Gamkin Aval Gomer, wouldn't make sense. Therefore it has to be, the Rambam has a long arichus here about Bechira Chavshis. And then he says, what do I do with certain statements in the Talmud that seem to go against this? Like what? Like, Kodim Mem Yom Kodim Yitzira Savlad, how do I Bechira who I'm going to marry? Right, it says 40 days before Yitzira Savlad. So how can I say I have bechira? Says the Rambam, no, it doesn't mean that you don't have bechira. Kizosa isha, after all, the Rambam himself. Remember what I hold, says the Rambam? I hold getting married is a mitzvah. So for sure, you have to have bechira chavshis. If getting married is a mitzvah, what? You don't have bechira for the mitzvah that you're going to do? Of course you have to say it is bechira. He says, aval kizosa isha shalakacha besu v'kidushin v'ksheir lo, he mitzvah, v'ashem yizbarach lo yigzer basiyas a mitzvah. Hashem is not going to do that. He says, aval kol pulos adem mesuros lo, utzlius v'bechiraso, v'hen below safek, yimatsu mitzvos ha'averus. He says, it's not. Is this, kodim zir, does Hashem know? Maybe Hashem knows. That's the age-old question. Hashem knows, but doesn't say anything to you about your bechira. Does he know if we're going to get up for the shir? Does he know if we're going to do that avera of the mitzvah? Yeah, he might know. But we have full bechira chavshes. Don't be misled, says the Rambam, by certain statements in Chazal that might be interpreted as not having bechira chavshes. And again, the knowing, I think I've given the mashal before, the knowing versus the still having bechira. It was like the mashal, let's say you're watching a video. You're watching a video of a basketball game that happened yesterday. Watching a video. So the guy's about to take a shot. Does he have bechira to hit the shot or not? Does he have bechira? He has bechira. He has bechira chavshes. Do I know whether he's going to hit the shot? Yeah. I looked in the box score already. I know whether he's going to hit the shot. But does he have bechira? Yeah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside of time. We can't understand it. But when you're outside of time, when the kaviyachal is outside of time, so he's not bound by, you know, he knows, but we still have bechira. We still have bechira. So just like we have that little mashal about the watching the game that happened yesterday, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's watching the game. He's watching all of us play. He knows what we're going to do, but we still have bechira chavshus. So that is the Rambam. Again, there's a lot of discussion of that Rambam, but we will continue. Okay. Some say there's some Rishonim say maybe there's more than one. Possibility that we have to marry. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer Mekani La Pishnayim. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Machlokes, both Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua agreed that the kinoi, the warning, has to have two. Has to be in front of two edim. Vestira, Machlokes, one or two. So says the Gemara, Adkan lo pligi ela bikini vestira. The Machlokes is by the kinoi, by the warning, and vestira and by the yichud. Avo betuma, eid echad mehemen. What if there's one witness that saw the actual tumah, that saw the znus, that saw, forget, more than stira. So what actually does he have to see for znus? Not for now. Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses it about certain behavior that's circumstantial that led to it. You might not have to actually see the maisa, but either way, there's enough for what halacha demands for the tumah. So the only machlokas, says the Gemara, is by kinin the stira. But if there's one aid for the tumah, it's good enough. It's good enough for what? It's good enough that she does not drink the mesota. Mesota, the rule is, a woman only drinks the mesota if there's a suffix. If there's no suffix, she does not drink. That's why, let's say the woman comes and says, I was mezana, I did it. And she doesn't drink. She doesn't drink the water. Right? Because that's the special din of sota, only if it's a suffix. But if it's known, then that, so here, 1-8, she's believed, she does not drink the mesota. We can't put her to death. Right? Dina Fasha needs two. But it's enough not to drink the Mesota, Rashi says, like the eighth or seventh skinny wide line in Rashi. Ne'eman ve'eno shosa elayotza below ksuba. She has to get divorced without a ksuba. Va'asura labal ulaboa ulatruma. All the other halachas kick in, but not death. She doesn't get killed. So that's the halacha. If there's 1-8 on the tumah, it's good enough. For tznanami, the Mishnah also says, we'll see later on, eid echad omer ani ra'isi shenitmeis lo haisa shosef. 1-8 says, I saw her become not just yichud, I saw the maisa's nus, so then she does not drink. Yeah.
How could 1-8 make her lose her
ksuba? So what might you say? It's not dine mamanis. So let's say there is a dine mamanis element. We're going to have an amid base. But I'll say it now because you asked. There's already raglayim modaver, connecting to the end of the previous Masechta. There's already a certain context where she's shady. Halachically, there were eidim previously. It's not just one, if one eid comes in the middle of nowhere and says, I saw your wife was mezana, eid echad is not neman. But here, once there's kinui, so then there's already a context, so then we already have our eyebrows raised. So that's why here, as we'll see, there's different levels of believability. Good question. Does the second pair of Edim, well here maybe there were no second pair, there were two Edim on the Kinoi and there's just one on the Tumah. But in general, the Edei Tumah, Edei Stira do not have to know about the Edei Kinoi. They don't have to be the same ones, which we'll have to talk about, that you could have two separate pairs. So says the Gemara, basically Yisrael's question, why should an Eid Echad be believed here?
How do you know this? Tanur Rabbanan. The Bryce says the aid ain ba. It says in the parsha of Sota. When does the whole parsha kick in? Is I'm sorry. The aid ain ba. The pasuk says, as we'll see the end of the pasuk in a minute, there was no aid there. Bishnai makasim medaber. What aid ain ba means that there weren't two aidim there. O eino ela filo bechot. Or doesn't mean there wasn't even one aid there. Tamalomar. The pasuk says elsewhere in Dvarim. Lo yakum aid echad beish. In aid echad. Is not come, cannot make a person pay money. That's the kind of the lo yakum aid echad be'ish. Mimashma shenemar lo yakum aid be'ish, eini yodeshu echad. Why does the Torah there in Dvarim, Parsha Shoftim, have to say aid echad? Aid is echad. Aid is singular. Witness. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way there to say aid echad? Matam alomar echad. So zebana av. It must be to teach me. Komakam shenemar aid. It must be where it just says plain aid. Hare kan shenayim. It must mean aid in the Torah doesn't mean one witness. It means a set of witnesses, which is two. Ashi, yifar l'cha kasu, yifar l'cha kasu echad. So that's why whenever it says the word aid in the Torah, it must mean two witnesses. Since one time the Torah went out of its way to say aid echad, it must mean that generally aid, even though in Hebrew it's translated as witness, but still really it means two. V'yamar achmana, and therefore by sota it says aid ain ba. In aid wasn't there, so that really means two weren't there. There was one. So the phrase eid ein ba means there weren't two witnesses there, but there was one there. Next word in the Torah, v'hi lo nispasa, and she was not raped. She was not ne'anas. And we darshan from there, that causes problems. If there's one eid, and she was not ne'anas, asura. It must be, that's how we darshan the pasuk. That pasuk is teaching me a case where she does not drink the meisota. Eid ein ba, there was one. Eid ein ba means there weren't two witnesses, but there was one witness. She was not nitpa, she was not raped, asura. She is usur to drink the. She is usur to her husband. Period. Okay, that's how we darshan the. That's how we darshan. That's the makar that one witness would be good enough to make her usur to her husband. Yeah.
What happens if the eid echad gives aid on tumah has nothing to do with this kinyan and skira? There's no
raglan. What if the aid gives aid on tumah for a different man? So then it wouldn't be. What an Nasser. Okay, there's something to say about this Eid Echad, but first let's continue. Ela taima dechsev lo yakum Eid Echad be'ish. 1 minute. The Gemara is just going to go like in the Havamina now up until the two dots. The Havamina of what the Torah was thinking. The only reason, taima dechsev lo yakum Eid Echad be'ish, the only reason that we interpret the Psukim by Sota is because we have another pasuk that tells me eid echad, so you know that this eid means two, and you didn't have two, but so there must be one here. Halavachi, but if you wouldn't have any other pasuk in the Torah, havamina eid sota chadu, you would have interpreted this to mean ve'eid ein ba, there was zero witnesses. There were zero witnesses, and she becomes asur. So why would she have become asur? V'yafilu chadleka elabamai mitzura. The pasuk's talking about a case where she becomes usher to her husband. So we need to come up with a pasuk in Dvarim to teach me that this pasuk tells me that there weren't two, there was only one, and therefore she's usher. You don't need a pasuk in Dvarim. The pasuk tells me that she's usher. If she's usher, there's got to be at least one witness. So Gemara says, Istrich. No, you still need that other pasuk. Salat takarach amina eid ein ba, eid ne'en ba ba. No, because you would have interpreted this pasuk to mean eid ein ba, eid ne'en ba ba. One eid is not believed. Meaning you need two. That's how you would have termed aid ain't ba. One aid ain't ba is nothing. Meaning we wouldn't listen to the one aid. The word says ain't naman ba. Why would you have interpreted that? Velamai boy adi ikatre. Well, you would say one aid is not believed. What, to teach me that you need two? So listen, krumine. So don't write the pasuk at all. That's called a darakula. You need two aid them. To ask you davar davar mimamon. We have a drasha learning aidus by davar sheba erva gittin kiddushin. We have a drasha davar davar gzira shava from dini mamonis. So I know you always need two witnesses. All witnesses, all eidus in the Torah require two. So again, the Gemara says, so why would I have thought to interpret the pasuk here to teach me eid ein ba? If you only have one, it's not good enough. Of course you're going to say that. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. So again, the Gemara says, Itzrich. Sata kadachamuna sota shiny. Now, I would have said that maybe sota is different, diraglayim ladavar, because there's already evidence against her. Shari kini lovan istara. She already had kini vestira. So let's hemin ba eid echad. So that's why I would have said that one eid would be believed. That's why I would have interpreted the pasuk as one eid is not believed. But still, I don't need the pasuk from Dvarim. But the Gemara says, Umimatas Amrit, the Enamid Bavasharya. How could you say the Pasuk would be teaching me to say that the one eight is not believed and she's still mutter to her husband? The Pasuk is telling you a case that she's also to her husband. So how can you interpret the Pasuk to tell me that the one eight is not going to be believed? But the Pasuk is talking about Isser. So it's strict. The Gemara says again, you add in words to the pasuk. One aid will not be believed until there's two. And two aidim would be believed as long as she wasn't raped. Maybe that's how I would have interpreted the pasuk. Kamash malon. That's why I needed the other pasuk from Dvarim to teach me that really here is saying that two aidim would not be believed, but one would be believed. That's why the Gemara just went backwards in thought to teach me Lamaisa, Lamaskana. We do need the other pasuk where it says Eid Echad, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish, to teach me usually Eid means two. So therefore here, when it says Eid Ein Ba, it means there weren't two, but there was one. One would be good enough to prevent her from drinking the Mei Sota. There's a very important Tashbait, but we're going to go further, and if I don't get to say it today, I'll start with it tomorrow. Okay, let's continue though. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Makayne La Pishnai. So remember in the Mishnah, there was a machlokes. Both agreed, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar agreed that the kinui requires two witnesses. The machlokes was about the stira. Does the stira require one or two? Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, they both require two. The kinui, the warning, requires two, and the stira, the yichud, requires two witnesses. So my time with Rabbi Yeshua, why does Rabbi Yeshua say two and two? Amar kra, ba. Ba velo bekinui, ba velo bestira. Ba. The Gemara Darshan, see Rashi, ba. Where it's about two-thirds of the way down in Rashi, ba eid echad ne'emad v'lo b'kinui, ba regarding tuma, as we just proved, regarding tuma, one eid is enough, but not enough for kinui, not enough for the warning. Ba for tuma, one eid is enough, meaning to prevent her from drinking the water, v'lo b'stira, and stira is not good enough to have one eid. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he only darshens one, ba v'lo b'kinui, one eid is good enough for tuma, but not for kinui. For kinui, you need two. But Rebbe Eliezer does not hold to the other one. Rebbe Eliezer holds for stira, one is good enough. He aim above a lobe stira, so why does Rebbe Eliezer do that? Why doesn't he also darshan to exclude stira, that stira, the yichud, also need two witnesses? Stira is kishlo tuma. So we say, no, stira is compared to tuma, dichsiv v'nistra v'nitma. Just like the actual tuma, one is enough, so the yichud is also one is enough, says Rebbe Eliezer. Because one's yichud, one's the actual znus, so they're compared. So Gemara says, kininami is kishlo tuma. In the psukim, the warning, the hasura is also compared to tuma. Dichsiv v'kini es ishra v'nitma. So Gemara says, no, hamit rachmana ba. You have to exclude something. It says ba. So Mara Isa, so why do you exclude? Why do you, Rabbi Elazar, exclude kinui and not stira? So Gemara says, Mistavra stira adifa. It's better to say stira is similar to tuma, that they both could have one witness. Shekeno sarta katuma. Because the yichud and the tuma both asser her. Both asser to her husband. So you should compare that. The Gemara says, Adarabba, kinui adif, shekein ikar garamla. What started the whole situation? This yichud was only a problem because the husband had warned her originally. So the ikar is the kinui. So the Gemara says now, two lines opposite each other. 1 minute, ilav stira kinui mi'ika. If you wouldn't have the yichud, then the warning doesn't get any teeth. Vilav kinui stira mayahani. And without the kinui, the stira wouldn't be effective. So these are important lines about what's the ikar step. Is it the warning? Is it the yichud? So the Gemara has the maskana. No, finally, afilu haki stira adifa. No, still, Rabbi Elazar says the maskana, it's better to say that stira, the yichud, and the actual znus have the same halacha, meaning one aid would be good enough. Why? The aschalta de tumahi. Because the yichud is really, that's the chash, that something happened there. So there's more, it makes more sense to put the stira with the tuma in contrast to the kinui. Period. Mastisa de loki aitana, our Mishnah, which says that everybody agrees two is needed for the kinui, is against the following mitana. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishu, Rabbi Eliezer, ha-makani le-ishto, makani al-pied echod, o al-piatzmo. We didn't have that sheet yet. Kinui could be with one. U-mashkal al-pishnayim, but the Al-Grid, the Hashkah, has to be with two, like Rabbi Yoshua. Hey, Shivu Chachamim Ladevi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in Ladevi Sof. The Chachamim answer back to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in Ladevi Sof. It's never going to end. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain soon. So first the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda? Why does he say that kinui could even be with one? Omar kra, ba v'lo b'stira. Right? He has the opposite of what Rabbi Elazar said before. He says, ba, one eight is good enough for the tumah, but not for the stira. Ve'ema ba v'lo Bikinui, why don't you say the same thing about the kinui to exclude it? The Gemara says, kinui is kishlo tumah. No, the warning is compared to the actual tumah, and they both would need one aid. Tachsev, kinui is ishtav hinitmah. Stiranami is kishlo tumah. Tachsev, nistrav hinitmah. Like we said before, the stir and tumah are also in the same pasuk. Doesn't that mean they're connected? The Gemara says, no, that pasuk, kahu, lakama shir stira kadei tumah, hu da asa. That's to teach me how long does the yichud have to be enough for the tumah to have happened. That's how long the stira has to be. I guess we'll have to stop here right before the word Heshivu, which we'll continue the conversation, what it means in the Braisa. We'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.